Well, we now start our discussion about the specialized retail software applications. This we are going to cover as a part of the sixth chapter. So, as we know, there are many, you can say, vendors who provide solutions to the retail industry. Some of them are notable names in the information technology world. So, in this chapter, we are going to cover some of the solutions that they've provided to this industry. Well, let us now discuss the objectives before we move ahead. So, after going through this chapter, you will be able to understand the need for specialized retail software applications. We will also discuss in detail the SAP retail solution. This will be followed by the Microsoft Dynamics retail management system, followed by the Oracle Retail Integrated Business Planning Solutions, and finally we shall discuss the cloud computing for the retail industry by IBM. To be competitive in today's demanding multi-channel retail environment, retailers need their retail management systems integrated to deliver enhanced customer service across channels while driving growth and increased revenues. So this is extremely important that the systems should be robust and they should be integrated to provide the various benefits of customer service. To cater to these needs, specialized retail software applications have come into picture. Many of these deliver a cloud-based multi-channel retail management system that brings together point of sale, e-commerce, customer relationship marketing and marketing, merchandising and order management, financials and warehouse management into a single centrally managed solution. So cloud-based is nothing but a remote location. The cloud is an abstraction for the infrastructure, the hardware or the software or the servers which are located at a different location. So the user only has to enter the inputs or the data into the front end. All the rest is being taken care by the server location called as the cloud-based location. Retailers constantly strive to improve efficiency and reduce the cost. Managing their large application portfolios has become increasingly complex and expensive, and their IT departments frequently must support vertically focused applications with overlapping functions. So specialized applications which have a vertical focus are now very much in demand, and they are also expected to overlap different functions, have an integration done with disparate systems as well as different functions in the organization. Distributed infrastructures and multiple architectures inherited from packaged solutions complicate the management of information. So organizations, what they do is different departments purchase different software applications, each having its own certain infrastructure or architecture, which many a times has now become obsolete. So it's legacy software which actually creates management of information a problem or complications. As retailers add new capabilities and enter new market segments, the challenges of the complexity and cost of managing their IT increase. Linking every step of the multi-channel retail enterprise gives you real-time visibility into your entire retail operation, accessible from anywhere at any time. Some of the critical features provided by the contemporary systems include an end-to-end application to manage your entire retail business, direct integration with on-premise point-of-sale systems, single view of the customers across all channels, deep inventory, purchasing and order management functionality. So what we mean by this is more robust systems, more detailed systems to manage the important aspects or functionalities of inventory, purchasing and order management, best in class accounting and financials, and access to retail applications for planning, for EDI and tax management. So the current features of some of the modern systems all provide these particular functionalities. Now let us discuss in this and the next few slides the need for specialized retail software applications. These systems help retailers automate the point of sale, improve inventory tracking, and enable more effective management of customer data to grow profits and decrease store inefficiencies. So the software actually helps in a multitude of ways to help reduce the problems which have occurred before and enhance the management of information. Retail software vendors offer integrated software programs and POS systems for the mom and pop stores to large retail chains and everything in between. Retail software applications handle any combination of checkout, inventory control, customer management, e-commerce sales, merchandising and distribution. So there is a wide range of the retail specific operations or functions which are handled by these particular applications. When it comes to managing a retail business, the most difficult jump for retailers comes when they transition from one storefront to two. So when you can see stores grow, let us say for example if there is an apparel store located in Dadar, if the store is extremely popular and if they feel that they need to open one more in, let us say, Andheri, so they will be transitioning from one storefront to another, that is from one storefront to two. So in this context, managing the business, managing you can say the incoming data, processing huge amount of information becomes challenging. This is also the case for technology purchases and complexities as they continue to build as the number of storefronts increases. So you probably need more security software, surveillance software, you need some confidential or authentication software which needs to also be purchased for the second store or the third or the fourth store. And while this traditionally meant adding new locations and real estate, additional storefronts today can be both physical and on the web. So it's not necessarily that you just open a storefront in a physical location. You might also have a supplementary web-based location like many storefronts do. So this also requires the same amount of information technology. These retailers commonly need applications with advanced features or an enterprise application suite to help manage their business. As a simple rule, you should consider these options if you manage multiple stores, maintain both an online store and a brick and mortar presence, and or manage warehousing, distribution and fulfillment on your own or in conjunction with third parties. Retail buyers evaluating more advanced applications generally have two options. The first being the retail software suites. So buyers evaluating these solutions are generally looking for one application suite to manage the entire retail operation. These systems are typically scalable with robust multi-location reporting, centralized pricing controls, and potential warehouse or transportation management. So they have a lot of, you can say, robustness to them. They are scalable to a level of different storefronts, and they have a lot of functions that can be performed to enhance the management of information. These are ideal for retailers with either a large number of stores or very large stores. So where the data is cumbersome, where there are huge amounts of information, then these kind of solutions are the need for the day. The next being the best of breed retail applications. Buyers evaluating these solutions are generally looking for a standalone application to manage one function within the retail operation, such as accounting, merchandising, or warehouse management. They typically have made large investments in existing systems and are seeking best of breed solutions to complement them. The breadth and complexity of the technology you select should depend on your business size, number of storefronts, and number of stock keeping units or SKUs. So it all depends upon the kind of requirement that you have, that you will take the required application. Okay, so it's more specific to the kind of storefront that is owned by these retailers. Some of the important retail solutions in this context are point of sale related solutions, inventory control, retail accounting, retail customer relationship management, merchandise management, warehouse management, business intelligence, cloud computing, both in public and private arenas. The first being point of sale. So this particular application or the range of applications available for this retail functionality help the sales clerks ring up customers and process payments, ensures cashiers charge the correct amount, adjusts inventory and print receipts. So all functions which are related to capturing information from the point of sale are all, you know, encompassed or covered by the point of sale related software or retail software applications. The next functionality is the inventory control. Here, the applications tend to automate the management of supply levels. It is responsible for deducting inventory as sales are completed, and inventory provides alerts when inventory levels reach predefined thresholds. Also provides reports on control inventory movement trends. So all things related to the management of inventory or the stocks which you hold in your particular outlet is known as inventory control. The next applications pertain or cater to the retail accounting. Here, the application tends to centralize accounting data and provides accurate details on business performance, incorporates inventory figures as well as other expenses such as payroll and rent. The next being the retail customer relationship management. This stores customer information and purchase history, enables retailers to track contact information, key dates such as birthdays and anniversaries, and preferred items to market to customers. For example, if your birthday lies on, let us say, the 30th of June, and if you've already given that information to, let us say, Shoppers Stop, where you've gone shopping for some apparels. Now, you will be pleasantly surprised to see amongst your birthday wishing list, a birthday card or a generated message from the Shoppers Stop CRM team wishing you a very happy birthday. Now, this is done by the CRM software which takes care of customer relationship management. The next area is that of the merchandise management. The retail applications here enable the buyers to create optimal balance of the store units. provide analytical tools to plan merchandise based on sales histories, trends, and forecasts. The next area is that of the warehouse management. Here, the application automates inventory control within the warehouse. Functions include picking, packing, pulling, and labor management. So everything related to the activities in a warehouse are all coming under the purview of this particular application. The next application pertains to business intelligence. This allows retailers to make better decisions using both internal and external data. Larger retailers will often use business intelligence or BI tools to improve merchandising and marketing efforts. Retailers may invest in the BI modules within the existing enterprise suites or purchase standalone BI tools. Now, business intelligence is extremely important because it provides the relevant information to stay ahead of the competition. The next is application for cloud computing. We've just discussed cloud computing at the start of this chapter. Cloud computing is an emerging computing model that offers users access to their applications from anywhere with any connected device. The services themselves are in data centers where computational resources can be dynamically provisioned and shared to achieve significant economies of scale. So basically, the interface, the graphical user interface or the front end is visible to the user, but the rest of the infrastructure is abstracted and is concealed in another location. So the costs here are pretty economical because the user is only concerned with entering information. Cloud computing focuses on virtualization of infrastructure and services, as just mentioned, automated provision of services. So you don't have to worry about services. The service provider will give you those details. Elastic scaling, that is increment or decrement of computing power on demand. So if you request as a client to the cloud computing vendor that you need more computational power or you need more servers, so they will provide you the same from their remote location. There are different types of cloud offerings, public, private, and a mix which might be called as a hybrid, all of which can help retailers better manage their application growth and computing costs. As mentioned in the previous slide, there are three types of cloud offerings, the first of them being the public. The infrastructure in a public cloud is owned and managed by an organization selling cloud services and is made available to the general public. In this model, computing capabilities and services such as standardized business processes, applications, and infrastructure services are accessible by multiple subscribing clients on a flexible pay-per-use basis. The next type of cloud infrastructure is the private. The infrastructure in a private cloud is operated solely for a user organization. The organization can own the private cloud or they can engage a third party to host it, either on-site or off. A private cloud provides restricted access to the computing capabilities and resources to be shared by employees. Internal departments such as human resources, IT or marketing, and external partners such as distributors and manufacturers. After having discussed the need for specialized retail applications, let's now take a look at the SAP retail solution. SAP for retail is industry specific application software from the software vendor SAP AG and is focused on the global retailing industry. SAP for retail is a set of software solutions that support demand management, merchandise management and planning, supply chain, store operations, and base financials and human resource capital functions. The solutions support most retailing processes, including contracting. This process makes the basic procurement decisions and updates the relevant base data. Demand management or forecasting. Your information is grouped and analyzed about the demand from customers and replenishing the stocks accordingly. The next includes the purchasing. This involves the placing of orders by determining the supplier, article, quantity and time. It also includes subtasks like limit calculation, requirements calculation, purchase order, quality calculations, stock allocation, order transfer, and order monitoring. The next solution supported is of the goods receipt. Goods receipt is the quantity related logistical equivalent to the purchasing order. So this is also being managed or is a part of the functionality of the SAP retail application. The next solution or functionality supported is that of invoice verification. The value equivalent to the goods receipt is the invoice arrival and the invoice verification with the subtasks. These subtasks include invoice acquisition, invoice checking, invoice release, subsequent invoice processing, and processing of subsequent conditions. The next process includes accounts payable. The major task of creditor accounting is handling payments, that is, the payment for the open items resulting from the supplier's invoice. So this is also taken care of in a robust manner through the SAP retail solution. The next functionality is that of marketing. Here the operational marketing is meant like updating of customer master data, the assortment and merchandise policies, in particular assortment planning, sales planning, turnover planning, listing and delisting of articles. The next process includes pricing. With pricing, the activities for business goals, product costs, competitive information and business rules can be performed.